My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We don't want to waste any time. We're very, very excited to talk to our next guest and all guests on the 95.7 The Game guest line up here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? He's come on the show many times. We find him to be a very interesting guest, especially when it comes to all things Brandon Ayuk and the wide receiver situation with the 49ers. That's none other than TJ Houshmandzadeh. How are you, my friend? What's going on?
Man, I'm doing well, man. How y'all doing? I'm just finishing my workouts, finished right on time, so we good to go, baby.
I love it, man.
The precision is impressive.
Yeah, we appreciate the hell out of you. Like, because we've talked to you about this before, I'm willing to bet you're not surprised that Brandon Ayuk reported today, but can you share with our audience why, after all this talk, Brandon still chose to report today?
Well, for the most part, we are football players and we love the game. We don't like it. We love it. And so it sucks when the business aspect of it comes to the forefront. Because every player wants to feel rewarded. Oh, we love you. Oh, you're a big part of the team. I see better than I hear. And so he show me. And that's all it is for him. And I knew he was going to report, but it's just, I'm sure, very frustrating. But the game of football is something that we love it, man. It is not a like, it's a love.
And it's a labor of love, and so now he has to go about the labor part, and the love comes later. And how does he go about, you know, taking his ego and putting it aside, knowing that there's guys out there who are making twice as much as what he's going to make this season?
It's going to be hard. There's no other way to put it. It's going to be some good days. It's going to be some bad days. And this is about as honest as I can be with you. There's going to be some days where it won't be on his mind. There's going to be some days where you're going to see his body language, you're going to look at his face, and you automatically know. It's just he's thinking about it. And you feel like, I've done this. I led the team in targets. I led the team in yards. I believe he was third in touchdowns. Bro, just pay me. I mean, you know, that's the player. You know, you want to compare me to this player and that player, but when this player and that player signs a contract that you don't want to give me, that comparison is no longer valid. And so there'll be some good days. There'll be some bad days. I'm sure B.A. will try to be a professional as much as possible, but he's human.
So, TJ, as he arrives to camp And we get word that there, at least there's a report, there haven't been substantive talks since May. Do you believe that Brandon is now of the mindset that this is not going to get done and I'm just going to play on the fifth-year option?
It's a possibility. I mean, if you're not going to give me a contract now, what will make you give me a contract later that I want? And, you know, the team said, the salary cap. That's just an excuse that they stand behind. Every team has space to sign whomever they want if they structure the contract the way it should be structured. But they use the salary cap as an excuse. They can get it done. They just don't want to pay him what he's asking for. But what bothers you more than anything as a player is when another team seems to appreciate you more than the team you play for. And I say that because there's teams that are willing to give him what he wants, but your own team doesn't, and that's where the frustration kicks in.
Okay, but TJ, a little devil's advocate here, but let me ask you if you think this is fair. Yes, there are other teams willing to give it to him. Those teams might be in a different circumstance. In other words, so you're if the 49ers say, look, we're already paying one receiver north of $25 million. We've got to give our quarterback an extension. We've got high-priced players at every position, and we are offering you 26. Are you still saying it's not fair for in that circumstances for the 49ers to make that claim?
Yeah, it isn't fair. I look at a team like the Eagles. Their quarterback gets big money. A.J. Brown gets big money. Devontae Smith is making good money. They have an offensive lineman and Lane Johnson making big money. So you can get it done. It's not as if you can't get it done. You can get it done. It's just a matter of, do you want to? Brock Purdy isn't making big money. Yeah, it's coming, but he isn't there yet. And so you can structure a contract the way you want to fall under the salary cap if you want to. But if he didn't play well, meaning he wasn't an all-pro or pro bowler, things of this nature, he wouldn't be in a position to ask for this money. Every player, we always compare ourselves to this guy, this guy, this guy. So as soon as the guys that I compare myself to sign a deal, you're like, okay, I'm going to fall around. I don't have to beat it, but I'm going to fall somewhere in the vicinity. We're going to be in the same neighborhood. And when you're not in the same neighborhood, that's where you start to get frustrated.
And how does he go about playing this year and not having it become a distraction when you're not in that neighborhood and they're asking you to live maybe on the other side of town and you feel like you should be in that gated community? How do you go out and play and not have it affect you?
It's tough. There's no other way around it, man. It's not going to be easy, but the only way to prove that you're worth what you say you're worth and what you're proving is to prove it and do it again. And so there'll be some frustration, like I said earlier. There'll be some days where the coaches will read his body language, other players on the team, and they'll know, okay, we're going to leave BL alone today. He's not feeling it. But you want to go out there and ball so crazy to where you don't even leave a doubt that now y'all got to do this. And if I'm John Lynch or Shanahan in ownership, we got a chance to win it. And so I don't want this going on right now. We have a chance to win it. I got a friend that's a huge 49ers fan. Man, this dude was talking, man, why won't he just sign for this? Like, bro, your fandom is talking now. Like, the businessman, and he's a businessman, has his own business. I said, the businessman isn't talking. This is the fan of you talking of the 49ers now. And so there will be some bad days for BA, but ultimately, you've got to go ball, because if you don't ball, all this is for nothing.
TJ Houshmandzadeh is with us. You know the name. Receiving great. Has also worked a lot directly with Brandon Ayuk through the years here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Okay, TJ, I want to ask you this, because listening to you talk, I know that he has formally requested a trade, but it also, I'm sort of betting, and it sounds like in his heart of hearts, he his option one is still to stay and get paid. Do you agree with that? Is that your understanding?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you want to stay? Team is going to be good for years to come. Shanahan is one of the best coaches in the league. Why wouldn't he want to stay? But I want to get paid also. I don't want to take a discount. The game of football, it seems like you're going to play it forever, but you're not. I mean, these owners are making billions. I just want enough money to where I can take care of my family for generations to come, and his play has warranted that. But 100%, he would prefer to stay with the 49ers over anyone else.
Do you think the process for him changed this offseason from back in February, where it seemed like, you know, things were kind of rolling and then all those other contracts came in? Did his approach to what he was asking for change based on the market?
Bingo. Tic-tac-toe, three in a row, connect four, whatever you want to say. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And this is where, when you know a player is a part of your future, I'm locking him up early. I'm locking him up early. The Dallas Cowboys do a terrible job of this. You knew CeeDee Lamb was going to be your team forever. Why haven't you signed him? Same thing with Dak Prescott before he signed his extension. Same thing now with Micah Parsons. Get out in front of it. The Eagles do a hell of a job with this. They get out in front of it. So when you know a guy is a part of your future, approach him earlier, because you can get him at the number that you probably want. Now, it's like, I've proven myself. I'm an all-pro. Oh, all these guys have signed for this. I got to fall now in this neighborhood when they probably, I'm guessing, could have got him for 24, 23 last year.
That's interesting. TJ, how does the now presence of Ricky Pearsall complicate this year?
I felt like when Ricky was drafted, and Ricky can really play, man. I'm a fan of his. He can really play. I felt like when he was drafted, to me, I said, man, Debo or BA won't be there after this upcoming season. If I'm the Niners, I don't want to trade Debo or BA. I got a chance to win a Super Bowl. Why would I want to trade him this season? I want to make sure that Ricky is what we know he can be first. And so I've always felt that one or two of them would be gone if Ricky shows that he can play. I still believe that to be the case. Now we just don't know who that guy will be.
I really want to ask you this, and I hope you're able to give an objective answer, because I know you're tight with BA, but when you look at the way the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan structure that offense and the locker room presence that these guys are, who is more important to what the 49ers do, Debo or BA?
Well, if we point to last year, it's B.A. If you point to previous seasons, 100% it's Debo. And so you can look at it two different ways and say it's both of them, because when the 49ers enter the field for every game, when they walk out of that tunnel, who's the first two guys that we see?
Debo and Trent.
Debo and Trent. The team looks up to them two dudes. And so to take one of those away will be a blow to the locker room. Now, somebody will step to the forefront and try to replace Debo if he's the guy that isn't there. But can you? You don't know. And so you're playing with chemistry and leadership when you do these types of things. But when you talk just on Debo had been the lead receiver, and now here comes B.A. leading the team in targets, leading the team in yards. From a specific receiver standpoint, it's one-on-one, it's cover one, it's third and eight, you're going to B.A. because he can beat press coverage with his quickness, with his route running ability. So from that perspective, strictly passing game, I need you to get open one-on-one versus the other team's top corner, you're going to B.A.
That's a great breakdown as it pertains to the offense, but doesn't it also lead you to think that they drafted Pearsall more as a B.A. replacement as opposed to Debo based on what his skill set is?
To quite possibly be that, but we don't know if Ricky can do that. I believe he can, but you got to go show me. And so, you know, I see better than I hear. So if he shows that he can do it, now does it make the 49ers' decision a little easier? Now, if it's reported, they said the Patriots offered him the 34th pick. That's an early second-round pick. That's technically a late first-round pick. They said no. Can they do better than that next season? Can you convince somebody to give you a first-round pick for B.A. and pay them that money when you had the 34th pick reportedly?
on the table. And so can Ricky do it? I believe he can, but he's going to have to get into the games and get into the league and understand how it works. Guys play well in college. They play well and they do well in practice. You get in the game, it's a completely, completely different thing. And so you have to wait to see. But yes, Ricky is closer to BA than he is to Debo. But maybe Ricky may have some layers to his game that we haven't seen yet.
Hmm. So, TJ, take me inside the 49er wide receiver room this year and project this for me, because this feels like a lot of anxiety, the potential for jealousy. You want to see what Ricky can do, but also get Brandon his targets. Debo is still a team leader. How do they all navigate this?
That's going to be interesting. You just don't know. Ricky has hamstring problems, and that's – when you're Ricky, and this is why the guys that I train, we have specifically stuff that we work on prior to camp, after the draft, because you take all these visits. You're not really working out as much as you used to, as you should be, because you're taking visits, you're doing this, you're doing that. And so it's common that the Rickies will have hamstring injuries. So Ricky has a hamstring. That may linger. It may not. And so from that perspective, how much would you get out of Ricky? How will the offense? I would assume Brock Purdy is going to be better. If he's better, he's going to navigate the unhappiness that he may see. Shanahan will manage it. Like I said, BA's going to have some good days. He's going to have some bad days. But ultimately, when you love the game, for the most part, we here to play football. And that bad body language, it'll be far and few between.
He loves the game, but do you love the system when you run a lot of 21 personnel and it's just two receivers? And if you're Brandon Ayuk, you're going to get a lot more attention in the routes than you would if you were on a three wide receiver team. Is that partly what leads into BA maybe showing some frustration this year, the system?
No, everybody, listen, man. I don't care who you are. Unless you, who led the league in targets? Was it CeeDee Lamb?
I believe he did. Yeah, CeeDee Lamb.
Unless he wants the ball, wants more targets. So if you target me 10 times a game, man, I wish I could have had 12. You charge me, target me 14, man, I wish I'd have had 15, 16. I mean, that's what competitors do, man. What Shanahan has done in his offense is it's so multidimensional. We can hit you with McCaffrey. We can get you with Kittle. We can get you with Debo. We can get you with B.A. We even throw Juwan Jennings in there sometimes. And so when you have to account for everybody, that's what makes them so good, is you can't key on one person. And so we all want more targets and we want the ball more. But ultimately, when you're winning, you don't care. B.A.'s going to get his targets because he's good. B.A.'s going to get his catches and touchdowns because he's good and he's going to get open. Are we all going to want the ball more? Yeah. But he's going to be fine. It's just the contract part of it is just frustrating.
Yeah. Hey, TJ, what is your perspective on what the whole team is facing this year based on last year's disappointment at the end and now having to rebuild the whole thing again from scratch? How big of a challenge is that?
You would think the 49ers have pretty much, they've been at the top of the NFC for years. This would seem like this is the make or break year. The Detroit Lions are coming. They're coming fast. Green Bay Packers are coming, and they're coming fast. Pause. Pause, pause, pause. there's a lot of teams in the NFC that are going to be better, and the 49ers are going to be – everybody's chasing them. And so when you've been to the Super Bowl and you've been at the top, you're going to get everything's best game every Sunday. And so you can't slip up. You can't be lackadaisical. You can't approach it like, oh, we're playing this team. The Bears are going to be. There's just so many teams in the NFC that are going to be better that they need to find a way to get over the hump. The 49ers, you could almost say on paper, do they have the best roster in National Football League, player for player on both sides of the ball? And so for them, they need to do it now, because these other teams that are younger, they nipping at them. They looking at them and saying, "Here we come! It's the four by four.
and the 49ers in the league and that anchor leg, that they come in to get them.
TJ, it's so good to have your perspective. Best. By the way, before you go, are you watching this Receivers doc on Netflix?
I'm done. Finished it.
You watched it all. All right. What were your big takeaways?
Kittle really is just, he seems like a great teammate. He seems like he'd be somebody I'd want to play with, always positive. Just the way he is and the way he was on that show, I found that to be refreshing. I like him. I don't know Kittle. I don't believe I've ever met him, actually. Talked to Debo a few times. Debo was banged up a lot. Toughed it out. You know, he was banged up a lot. But yeah. I like those type of shows. Like, I'd watch those every day if they were on. Like, that's the type of stuff I like. I don't watch anything but sports. And so, unless my wife forces me to watch one of her shows,
yeah.
Outside of that, that's all I'm watching.
Real Housewives and fill in the blank, no doubt, TJ.
Hey, this is off Niners, but like, what was your vibe on Davante Adams? Because I've heard a lot of people like, wow, what a great player, what a leader, and a lot of other people are like, geez, he made the whole thing about himself.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, man. Davante was just frustrated, man. It's frustration. I go from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr to now this. That's all. I mean, it's frustrating. You know, I'm used to when I'm open, it's a catch. Now when I'm open, I hope I just get the ball thrown my way. And so it's frustrating for him. And I'm sure he didn't want to make it be about himself, but it comes off that way. You know, I don't play for wins or losses. I play for greatness. That comes off as being a bit self-centered and selfish. But it's a stigma about receivers that we're this and we're that. I just believe when you come from such a winning organization with a great quarterback, and then you go to Aiden O'Connell, who was a rookie, and Jimmy G, it was just pure frustration.
Did you have an alter ego like Justin Jefferson, or were you just TJ on and off the field?
I don't know, man. Like, I think I'm a cool dude. I really do. Like,
you are. You are.
I think I'm a cool dude, but I know during the game I act crazy and people be like, bro, what is wrong with you? So I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is. I just don't care. Like, I'm willing to hurt myself to hurt you if you piss me off during the game, but I don't know, man. I think I'm a cool dude, but I know when the game starts, I can be a little bit out of control.
Fair enough.
I want to let you go, but you keep saying things that spur other thoughts. Man. Like, TJ, when you said I go from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr to this, this is also known as Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, why did Jimmy look like that with the Raiders, but like he was able to do what he did here? What's your take on that?
Come on, man. You know, you really want me to tell you?
I want you to say it, because when I say it, people get
Kyle
mad at me here.
Shanahan.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, wait. How long have I been telling you this?
Years.
Long time.
I'm telling
long time.
You. Now, Shanahan isn't perfect. I swear when Mahomes threw that interception, if you run the ball, y'all win the Super Bowl. Just run the ball, you win it.
Yep.
He isn't perfect, but he is way better than most. I'm telling you, go divorce your wife, and then you're going to get to the other side of that fence and realize you want her back, and she done moved on. Fire Shanahan if you want to and watch what happens.
Yeah, 31 teams would be calling him, I'm sure,
no
TJ.
No joke.
And then, wherever they hire is not going to be as good.
You're the best, buddy. Thank you.
The best.
All right, y'all take care, fellas. Appreciate it.
TJ. Right,
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Just every time we have him on,
it gets better. And it gets longer. One of these times, whatever. He's going to be like, dude, I'm not coming on. You guys keep me for a half hour, for crying out loud.
Well, and a lot of times we have interviews that go more than 15, and you see the boss pop in like whack-a-mole. Not during TJ Houshmandzadeh. Nope.
Good Lord.
Yep. He gives us a stretch signal. Lot to react to.
What grabbed you first?
So many different things, but the idea of him kind of agreeing to the Pearsall draft replacement idea, not that he's saying that that's what they were thinking, but it's not what they were thinking.
So Brandon's going to have good days. Brandon's going to have bad days.
Yep.
It's a lot to navigate for the 49ers, but they're going to have to do it.
And Pearsall with a hamstring issue, potentially?
Breaking news.
It, You know, and
I mean, the 49ers have not admitted what it is. TJ Hushmanzada just did, and I fully, fully believe him.
Well, and he was saying that this is the norm, and it makes sense. A guy who goes from college, and you shut it down, and then you go to the combine, and you shut it down, and now you're going to ramp back up?
Well,
Shanahan also, and Lynch did say it was a hamstring.
Did they say it today? Okay. Good. They said it, but they also said, hamstring makes sense when they say, We expect him to be back next week, but it's kind of like, well, might be Monday, might be Wednesday.
Right.
Right, because as TJ just said, the hamstring thing, it lingers. It lingers, and so you don't know, and there's a high rate of recurrence and all of that stuff. So we'll get into that with Pandia on Friday for sure. But you listen to TJ, and I think you hear that while everyone's still going to say, yeah, these negotiations are ongoing, I mean, in many ways, Brandon showing up today tells you that it's like, okay, fine. We didn't get it done. We're moving on. And this is how I'm going to play it. And I'm going to be mad a lot of the time. But we're going to do this. And we're going to go play our butts off. And maybe you get a man possessed out there. But you're also going to get probably someone who the water boils over a time or two. And it's a lot now because you do want to see what Pearsall can do, but you don't want that to be at the expense of your two other great wide receivers.
I just can't help but keep thinking about number 11. He wears number 11. You know who else wears number 11 or used to wear number 11?
Klay Thompson.
I can't help but think about the comp. And yeah, you know, Klay playing angry. And now Ayuk, if there's a route that he runs and he's open and Brock happens to check it down to McCaffrey, who gets 7 on a 3rd and 6, and you cut to Ayuk, he might show more frustration than he otherwise would have, and I don't blame him.
A receiver would never yell at a quarterback on the sideline.
Good point. Number 11, Mark.
Never would happen. We're sponsored by Safeway. Okay, what'd you think? Let's get into this a little bit further after all of that insight from TJ Hushmanzada. 888-957-9570 is the number. Larry Kruger's out at camp. He's going to join us in an hour. This is Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How does he go about, you know, taking his ego and putting it aside, knowing that there's guys out there who are making twice as much as what he's going to make this season?
It's going to be hard. There's no other way to put it. It's going to be some good days. It's going to be some bad days. And this is about as honest as I can be with you. There's going to be some days where it won't be on his mind. There's going to be some days where you're going to see his body language. You're going to look at his face, and you automatically know. It's just he's thinking about it.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, I go back to a conversation we had last week. It was we were doing the morning, and you and I were driving in, and Grandy was pumped. Pontificating.
He was hot.
It was a pontification sensation.
That's a buck.
And cha-ching! He was kind of doing the whole, like, what's everybody worried about? Like, the 49ers are fine. They've got this. You're right, many of you. They've got all the leverage. So what are you freaking out about? What is there to worry about? The Niners can't navigate this? And I thought to myself, well, yeah, the Niners can navigate this. Can Brandon? And I don't know. I don't know. And I listen to TJ and I go, now I really don't know. You know, I think he can. But we're sitting here when things are at their absolute calmest. And we're going, all right, what are you going to do? Now, decision number one is he showed up to camp on time. That's great. That's a great and I think important first step. Where Brandon didn't even feel the need to be like, I'm going to show those suckers. Like, I'll be there, but I'm not coming on time. I'll come next week or I'll come the week. He didn't do that. That's a great first step. But what happens as things turn, as things unfold? What happens when he gets dinged, when he gets hurt? How's that feel when your money has not been taken care of and now suddenly your body comes in to question.
What happens when he gets three targets and two catches in a 24-22 loss?
Right.
And, you know, he's open six times. Or
it's a great question.
What happens when he... Thank you. I'm going to score that.
No, I work here.
No, yeah. But I got my first ever tic-tac-toe from TJ Houshmandzadeh,
which was fun. Good. That was...
And I said to Granny...
What else did he say? He said bingo.
He gave me a tic-tac-toe and he gave me a Connect Four.
Yahtzee.
Yeah, everything but sorry. Yeah. Felt good. That's like Candyland, my man.
Like, it was like walking into my game closet. I'm like, fun. I got all of those.
I was into it, all of it. And I, of course, turned to Grandy immediately looking for credit, and he gave me the slow shake. Like, no.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
No, that's not a scoreboard. But anyway, either way, I do think that those things are going to be more scrutinized.
Sure.
When... You know, he's open, and Brock Purdy is under a little bit of pressure, and he decides to go elsewhere, and Ayuk has that hand, that wide receiver hand, you know, the hand, wiggle, wiggle, where I'm open, and you don't get the ball. There's going to be frustration that percolates this year.
I mean, what happens if Brandon turns an ankle, and you got to go into the blue tent, and then on that next drive, hey, Pearsall had... He had three catches on that drive. Huh. Well, that's interesting. Again, how does that affect him emotionally? Today's a great start, but I'd also argue the last 3 months were not a great start. Brandon Ayuk, how do you handle situation X? Well, Brandon went to TikTok. He went to Ryan Clark's podcast. He went to his IG story. He did all of these things. Were they overly damaging? No. Were they effective? No. No, they were completely ineffective and at times bordering on absurd. I'm on TikTok. I'm going to bring someone else's quarterback onto TikTok with me. And what are you doing? What are you doing?
And also, it has served as, at the very least, a preseason distraction because, you know, you go back to the press conference today with John and Kyle up there, and I think the first five, if not six, maybe seven questions were about Brandon Ayuk.
Sure.
And it wasn't about, hey, what are you thinking about? How about this camp, right? This weather, is it crazy? Am I right? Too hot? What's your hydration plan? It was Ayuk, Ayuk, Ayuk all the way through the opening 10 minutes for both of them.
Yeah. And again, these sort of hypotheticals that we're throwing out may or may not happen, but some of these things already have. And whether this even makes sense for this to anger Brandon, the bottom line is I have no doubt that they did. And what I'm talking about is the fact that all these other dudes got taken care of, right? Christian McCaffrey got taken care of. I don't even know. Did he have to publicly ask for anything?
No, he didn't show up to,
To OTAs.
Yep.
And nobody said a word. And Christian's deal was not up. And they took care of Christian. All right, cool. Christian's been taken care of, right? Bosa's been taken care of. Debo's been taken care of. Kittle's been taken care of. Niners took care of a bunch of stuff.
Even Juszczyk got his deal reworked to where he took less, but he got more guaranteed.
Yeah, he didn't. He was upset about that. So I don't know, but I hear you. And Jed York publicly finds a microphone to be like, so, I mean, Brock Purdy, am I right? Like, Brock Purdy, he's going to get a huge bag next offseason. And Brandon is sitting here going, hello, what about me? And the Niners have basically been like, what about you? What about you?
Right. Fifth year option. You know, it's something that we all have agreed, contractually, it's something that we all agreed. First round pick, fifth year option. Am I right? It's the rules, and the rules are the rules, and we're gonna go ahead and follow those rules in this instance because we are not comfortable right now paying you whatever it is that you want.
Want to make sure that you get all of the Johnny Lynch, okay? Here's some more that we haven't given to you yet. And this was a question. If there's one thing I didn't ask TJ that I thought about asking him, and I'll tell you why I didn't end up asking him, but let's let Lynch talk on it first. Did the wide receiver market hurt negotiations?
No, I wouldn't say that. And I'm not going to get into the specifics. I think there's a privacy that is earned. And, I always go back to, I didn't like my business being aired out. So I'm not going to get into the specifics. There's certainly markets that happen and developments that happen that affect. But, we also have our own roster. And like I said, we've rewarded a lot of players. So things do get more challenging. We put our best foot forward. But both sides have to come to agreement. We haven't been able to do that yet. And so where that goes, we'll see.
Now, this is adjacent to what you asked TJ, which is, so
bingo.
There was, right, there was one number, and then there was tic-tac-toe. It changed, and he was like, bingo, the buzzer's going off. You win. That's exactly what happened. And so Lynch is saying, no, that didn't hurt the process. And the answer is probably like, yes, it did, but not from the Niners' standpoint. Like, the reason John Lynch is like, no, that didn't change it, because he's like, no, we were at this number, and then we stayed there. So, no, it didn't affect anything. And Brandon's like, it affected me. I wanted 26. Now I want 29. Now I want 30. Niners like, no, we're still at 25 and a half, or whatever. Whatever
the number was, but Brandon was saying that in the beginning of the process, which happened in mid to late February, right after the Super Bowl, he was getting his suit ready. He was getting it pressed, and he was getting everything. His fit was all set to go, and then here we are 4+ months later, and that suit's in the closet.
This is what I was going to ask TJ, and then I opted not to because I already know the answer. Like, this wide receiver market, does this make sense? Does it make sense? And he's a former wide receiver, so he'd be like, yep, and that's, you know what I mean? Or like, that's what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. But I still think Kyle Shanahan, and I'll try to find the specific one, but he had an answer today that I thought was a great response to that Florio bite that we were playing yesterday. And I'll just sort of give you the synopsis of the bite. But Florio was like, look, at a certain point, if you're the Niner brass, you got to look around. You got to see that there's five other teams that are willing to give Ayuk his price. And if that's the case, you got to go ahead and give him the price. And I was like, that's absurd. If I'm the Niners, what's your man got to do with me?
Right. I got a man.
Yeah, I don't care that you're willing to pay. We're not. You don't have Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, George Kittle, Fred Warner, a quarterback that's coming up, Kyle Juszczyk. You don't have Mooney Ward. You don't have all of that on your team. You stink, Patriots. That's why you're willing to hit the price. You don't have any other good players. We have a bunch of good players. So it doesn't make sense for us. Might make sense for you, but not us. And I thought Kyle actually addressed that today. He was a lot less sort of pointed about it. But he's like, you got to weigh these things with timing and your building and what you're doing. And TJ sort of, and I get where he's coming from, he tried to blow that up and almost say, like, football teams are like hotels, okay? There's always another room. There's, we're sold out.
It's kind of like you with Cap Schmack.
Yeah, like if Justin Timberlake shows up at the front office, suddenly you've got a room. If a celeb shows up, like, yes, you always have a room. So do you always have room? Well, yeah, you're not wrong. Like, the 49ers could do this. But I do think that there's somewhat of a fair point where they're like, but is that smart? If the Niners do sign Brandon Ayuk to a big extension, I'm fearful to know what the list of players would be that would get cut next year.
Well, and it's next year, and you don't have to do that right now.
Right.
It's like if you get a call from Justin Timberlake's, to play with your analogy, you get a call from his representatives, and they say, Justin might be coming to your hotel tomorrow night. Do you have room? And you look at your ledger, and you don't have room. You're not going to tell him no right there. You're going to say, yeah, we'll take care of you tomorrow night. Just make sure, yeah, have Justin come on up to the concierge desk, and we'll take care of him. And in a night, he may or may not show up. And if he shows up then, and for this analogy, that's Brandon Ayuk at the end of this season. Yeah, you get through this year and Brandon has 83 catches and 1,400 yards and 11 touchdowns, and you go all the way to the Super Bowl again, you're going to make room for him because that's what you're going to do next year.
Here's the one that we're talking about with Kyle Shanahan. So he was asked about the McCaffrey extension. Oh, hey, Kyle, you got that one done. What about this one? I mean, that wasn't really the question. But anyway, listen to what Kyle says here. You tell me if it hits you kind of the same way.
It's always tough with all this stuff, just everything that the question guy is asking pertaining to contracts and stuff. And that's a whole challenge that you got to understand the market and how that works in the league. And you also got to understand what works for our team and how to build your own team with it. And there's two things that you're constantly weighing, and it's not easy to figure out. And there's never an obvious right way or wrong way. You try to figure out the best way, and it's a lot of stuff goes into that. And to be able to get Christian here with what he's done the last couple of years and what we plan on him doing for the next few years, we're really excited to get that done and felt great about it.
I thought, to me, that's what Kyle was saying there. Kyle is saying, sure, we love Brandon Ayuk, and we love Christian McCaffrey, and these two apples are not the same. One of them is a lot cheaper. You know, think about if you're Kyle Shanahan. For those of you who don't want to look at the whole landscape of the market and just sort of play this in a common sense sort of a way, like, Christian McCaffrey's over here asking for a raise and a short extension that essentially asks for the Niners to throw a couple more million bucks on top of a contract that's still paying him less than 20 a year.
Right. Less than Kittle, less than Debo.
Right. Meantime, Brandon wants 30. Does that make sense to you in a logic-based world? No.
Probably not.
No.
Well, and if you want to rank your offensive players by import, Brandon Ayuk is maybe fourth or fifth. You'd put him behind Brock, and you'd put him behind Trent.
And Christian, for sure.
And Christian.
Yeah, and so then, maybe Debo.
So then you get into Debo, George and Brandon.
Yep.
So then you get into that group of who's more important. Well, it really depends on the scheme and the week and all the rest of it, but you're not one, two, or three, so you're going to have Brock making 55 soon, and Trent's going to be north of 30, and as long as he wants to play, you're going to pay him because he still is the best left tackle in football.
Like that's kind of how I heard that. It's like, sure, in certain situations, you know, you get your Christmas bonus, you might be like, all right, let's put a few more gifts under the tree. I'm feeling loose right now. I'm feeling like I got a little extra in the pockets. And maybe that's the New England Patriots right now. The Niners are not, that's not them. That's not where the Niners are at. The Niners are looking at their bank account, and they're realizing that they have like two kids going to college next year.
Right.
And they're like, geez, boy, like if we stop and think about this, what are we doing? It doesn't mean they don't think Brandon's worth it. It just might mean now's not the perfect time for them to break it off. And is that unfair? Is that slanting toward the NFL team and the rules? Maybe. I'll acknowledge that, but I do think that's what they're doing, and I do understand that thought process.
And I think that it just keeps leading me back to the other number 11 and Klay Thompson, and you made this great point a couple of months ago about the timing of Klay coming off a 10 seed, not a playoff appearance, an 0-for-10 in the play-in, and now you're looking to get the bag, and we're trying to get below the second apron. So the timing for Klay couldn't have been worse,
right,
as far as when he became a free agent. And if you're Brandon Ayuk, your timing is not ideal because you've got a lot of good pieces around you. You have a quarterback who's about to make top market 50, 55, 60 million, whatever that number is going to be, depending on what Jordan Love here gets here in the next few days. That will be one that resets the market. But if you're Brandon Ayuk, you're kind of hitting the market at the exact wrong time.
Right. But you're thinking you're hitting it at the right time.
Well, for you, it is the right time.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I guarantee you.
I did my 4 years, and this is what the Niners do.
I hit 1,365 yards as I become extension eligible.
Perfect.
And the wide receiver market goes crazy.
Couldn't have been better.
I mean, him and his agent probably shared a call and a margarita. Like, oh, my God. We're going to do, like Jordan Poole, we're going to get a bag.
Yeah.
And the Niners were like, wait right here.
Mm.
Just hang tight for a sec. And that's what leads to a trade request, you know? And so I don't know. I sort of go back to, what do you want to see the 49ers do right now? Houshmandzadeh said, look, he's here. He's at camp. Nothing's going to change. I don't think the 49ers are suddenly going to show up with a bunch more money that they're going to offer Brandon Ayuk. And so does that mean that they don't want to give him an extension? That feels a little bit strong to me, but the way my sort of business brain, which is not the best, but the way that portion of my brain has developed over the last couple of months in watching this, I get it. It's you're playing with people. Like, look, I ripped the Giants yesterday because I'm like, where's the human being here? Is there a human being that's making any decisions when you send Hayden Birdsong out? I know, oh, but functionally, we need another right, but is there a human in there? Well, take that over to the 49ers. Is what they're doing with Brandon Ayuk lacking a little bit on the human end? Maybe a touch, but to me, the 49ers have that slack. They get that latitude. They get that latitude for two reasons. Number one, they play really well. They win while the Giants have not. And number two, I do think they've got a track record on that end. You know, they have a track record of, we are drafting, we are developing, and we are rewarding. But can you do it every single time? You know, probably not. Probably not. So, like,
well, that's where the frustration for Brandon lies, though, because you've done it to everyone. You've done it for everyone, and now it's his turn. And, you know, everyone else got it. How come I don't get mine? It's not fair, Mark.
It's not.
It's not fair.
It's not.
But it's just the way it goes in the big business. And so you play out the fifth-year option. And the other thing that I thought was interesting from TJ Houshmandzadeh was him saying that the Patriots had offered the 34th pick.
Yes.
Which is a very, very high second. Two picks later than where they took Ricky Pearsall. Because they took Pearsall at 31.
Well, no, did they move up one spot or move down one spot? I'm trying to remember how that actually played out.
I thought they'd move back, but they might have moved up one.
You might be right.
Either way, anyway, it's just a small handful of picks away from where they actually took Pearsall. And yet the Niners didn't want to trade Ayuk for the 34th pick overall.
Yeah.
And then now if you look at the way this might go, if he plays his fifth-year option and they don't use the franchise tag and Ayuk signs somewhere else, they're only going to get a third-round comp pick.
31. Pearsall was 31.
Yeah.
And they offered him the 34th pick. Yeah, so it was three picks later.
Man. And now if you keep Brandon and he signs elsewhere, then you would get a third-round comp pick in exchange in 2026. You get an extra year of Brandon Ayuk.
But remember what people are asking you to do when you ask the Niners to do that. You're asking the 49ers to know that they've got Brandon Ayuk's replacement for this year, and they don't know that. Like, that's what I think the Niners are actually addicted to here, is the information. It's not the money. It's not the money. Maybe it's a little bit the money, but that's not the number one thing that's driving this. The reason that this is bad timing for Brandon Ayuk is that the 49ers would like 17 more games of information. Debo, can you stay healthy? Brandon, can you do it again? Ricky, can you play? I want to know those things before I decide who I'm signing up for long term. And quite frankly, they've got flexibility with, in a way, with all three of them. Ricky's not going anywhere, but Ricky's cheap right now. But you've got flexibility at the end of this year to still do anything. You can be like, well, Ricky can play. We want Ricky to start. Brandon, we're now ready to break off $30 million a year and cut Debo. Or, Brandon, we're ready to let you walk and continue with Debo Samuel. Or option four, Brandon, we're going to tag you and do one more year. All of that remains on the table, and I get that's like a drug to a front office. We can go chase the Super Bowl and just push everything off one more year and gain all kinds of information so that we've got a better chance to make the right decision.
And you have the control to do that because you've got Brandon on a fifth-year option, Pearsall on a rookie deal, Debo in a spot where after this year you can cut him and the dead cap hit is not too dramatic. So you're right. 1 year of information, 1 year of three guys for maybe two spots, and you figure out from there. You know, maybe you end up keeping all three and you let Jennings walk and you move Pearsall to the slot for next year.
I mean,
who knows?
Yeah.
You're right, though, about it's information and it's also control.
So, I we've sort of worked our way to the answer that I want to give to my own question. What do you want to see the 49ers do? I want to see them make the right decision.
Of course.
Right, and but I don't know what that is yet.
I think the right decision is for them to do nothing. Go play football.
Yeah.
Camp starts today. You'll be out at practice tomorrow. Hey, guys, play football.
It could blow up in your face.
It could.
It could blow up in your face. I mean,
it could also work out beautifully.
But
motivated Ayuk, Debo knowing that he might be playing for his future here, and Ricky Pearsall with a chance to slow roll and learn and kind of matriculate into the system, it could work out beautifully.
I love Ayuk. He's not wrong. He deserves it. But the more I think about it, signing up to him right now for five more years right now is just closing the door on too many things that might actually be the right decision.
That's a fair point.
Ricky might be fantastic, and Debo might stay healthy. TJ made that point too. Who do you see walking out of the tunnel with the 49ers? Who do you see? You see Debo and Trent. I'd be very, very hesitant to just be like, yeah, we can just move on from those guys. No problem. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. 888-957-957 is the number. We're about a half hour away from going back out to camp, check in with our buddy Larry Kruger, and keep going with the Niners as camp opens. However, also coming up next, we got to get this off our chests with regard to the state of the San Francisco Giants. So that's coming up, too, on Willard and Dibbs.
Stop whopping me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.